Hi, you are listening to Talking About Organizations. This is a summary of episode 9, devoted to Elton Mayo and the Hawthorne Studies. If you would like to learn about this topic more, please listen to the two parts of episode 9 and take a look at the reading we have been discussing, The Social Problems of an Industrial Civilization. These can all be found on talkingaboutorganizations.com. My name is Miranda, summarising from Leamington Spa in the UK. In episode 9, we talked about Elton Mayo and we discussed his second work on the very famous Hawthorne Studies. But to be more precise, he actually wrote a total of 3 works based on the results of the Hawthorne Studies and of other studies carried out during his career. All 3 of them have very similar titles. The first is entitled The Human Problems of an Industrial Civilization. The second, instead, is The Social Problems of an Industrial Civilization. And the third looks at the political problems of an industrial civilization. Interestingly, he was encouraged by a professor at Harvard to publish the second and third book with a view to popularize the results of his research. Going back to the Hawthorne Studies, which took place in the 1920s, a first thing which we need to do is to explain why we have chosen this work for our Talking About Organizations podcast. All these works represent a key turning point in organization studies because of the emphasis which is placed on the social psychological behaviors of individuals in organizations. This may seem pretty obvious today, but it is important to recall the period of time we are referring to, and, as highlighted in different points of the episode, Mayo's works have revealed himself to be quite ahead of his time. Also, Mayo's works are developed during the same years as Bernard's, and interestingly, both of them reference each other, and we have noticed various strong overlaps between these two authors' works, and we can say that Bernard was definitely inspired by Mayo. The Hawthorne Studies, as in the case of the research in the textile industry carried out by Mayo, are strong examples of research which originated from a problem in the world of organizations. In this case, the problem was how to increase workers' productivity. Later studies by Mayo looked instead at problems such as absenteeism. All these studies take a very scientific and deterministic approach to the problem, by manipulating various factors which are deemed to contribute to workers' comfort, such as lighting. What emerges throughout the studies are some outcomes which the researchers considered surprising and have more to do with the social sphere of dynamics, more specifically, the informal groups and the social relations which are formed. In this sense, Mayo's work can be seen as the birth of empirical research into organizations, where thorough investigations actually lead to field discoveries, often of unexpected nature, and consequently call for a more scientific approach to social sciences, based on the observation of what is actually going on in the field. These considerations may not seem controversial today, but we need to remember that, at that time, there was a greater focus on technical issues. This is thoroughly discussed in the first part of the book, which takes a more philosophical stance to the problems in question, and spends more time on setting the scene, so as to say, emphasizing how, at that time, the focus was more on technical issues. So, in this part of the book, he basically paints the setting of the industrialization era, where the sense of community has been lost in favor of a greater focus on technical aspects and on the development of technicians. All the social aspects therefore seem to be lost on the way. The author emphasizes how cooperation is not automatic, but what is needed is a greater understanding of what motivates people socially. At times, this part of the book seems quite exaggerated, but it definitely needs to be placed within the context, and it recalls important authors of that time, such as Marx, and critiques and deconstructs the traditional view of man in economics, such as in the case of Ricardo and Hobbes, where the view of man is of an individual that is driven uniquely by self-interest. The second part of the book goes into the 4 case studies which took place over 20 years. These are actually unedited from the original publications and therefore allow us to actually see how the thinking of the authors progressed over this period of time. The first case study was the textile plant in Philadelphia with the manipulation of the so-called rest periods. There is a very strong and clear narrative on the variables which were chosen to be manipulated. What was interesting and which had emerged was that the working relations were improving also in the parts of the organization which were not object of study, suggesting a beneficial effect of the improvement of communications between individuals. Also, what seems obvious to us nowadays is the fact that the greatest improvements took place when the workers were allowed to have a say in the manipulations of the rest periods. We can say, therefore, that what they had inadvertently touched upon was a sense of belonging to a team and of empowerment within the specific context. Usually, these employees worked in isolation, but in this case there was an opportunity to get together to talk about the rest periods and to start forming a sense of a team, of social comfort and of camaraderie. Interestingly, it is also important to mention that these changes had widespread outcomes and were also impacting the personal lives of the employees and were enabling them to reach work bonuses. The discussion of the analysis of the study may appear to fall short for what have become our standards. It may also be that not all of the data was shown to us, and it is also questionable how you can understand group dynamics by just talking to people without observing them. But, in any case, it is important to emphasize the relevance of these considerations within the historical context and the development of the scientific field of social science. The Hawthorne studies focused on employee performance and are well known for the changes in the intensity of lighting. What they saw is that productivity still went up even if the lighting was decreased, giving rise to what has become known as the Hawthorne or the observer effect, suggesting that people had their own sense of what was going on and knew that they were being observed. What happens here in terms of research design is tied into what Mayer refers to as the importance of the knowledge of acquaintance with the subject matter, which led to the interview studies. The interview program is outlined in great detail and with great precision, including a protocol which today we may take for granted, but that was definitely novel for that time, which includes giving attention to the interviewee, not giving advice, just listening not only to what they say but also to what they do not say, and helping them to do free associations between concepts. This definitely shows a good level of interdisciplinarity with the fields of psychology and adopts an approach based on the stream of consciousness and not merely on the idea of semi-structured interviews. The central aspect here is the sort of liberating effect that these interviews seem to have, tied into how employees were anxious to have their say and to have a space where to express their ideas, an experience that was precious for them. Then we have the two final studies that basically look at the concept of absenteeism and continue with these kind of approaches to the problem. So to conclude, our key takeaways of this episode relate to the importance of Mayo's work for organization studies in terms of highlighting the role of social dynamics within organization and the empirical approach to the study of organizations based on observing what was actually going on, leading to the emergence of field discoveries. I hope you enjoyed the summary, and I invite you to listen to the full episode. Summaries are still quite new, so I would appreciate if you could let us know what you think. Get in touch with us through the website, our Facebook page, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Thank you for listening to Talking About Organizations.